America Extension Almanac.
Farmers and producers know the business they are in can be extremely stressful at times. Farmers have a reputation for grit and drive, especially during tough times. Nebraska Extension educator Wade Pickenpaw says that determination is admirable, but also says farmers should recognize there is a balance between being tough and knowing when to take care of themselves.
Agriculture has always been a really hard business to be in, with a lot of fulfillment too, whether that's putting food on the plate for our families or for the rest of the nation, but it does come with a lot of stressors. So it's important to get that help that we need. So never hesitate to reach out to people that are willing to help. Talk to your neighbors, just ask how they're doing. Be blunt with it. How's your mental health doing? I know times are tough right now, especially I think COVID, I hate to bring that up again since it's been about 3 years now, but COVID is still causing a lot of stress for us with how it caused prices to go up and markets to be kind of out of the norm. But finding those resources and using those are really important. And that's what's going to help us and our families and the people around us. We would never hesitate to go talk to a market specialist or a cattle buyer or the vet even. So why are we hesitating to go get help for ourselves? And the pulling ourselves up by the bootstraps, I think is, we've definitely heard that a lot. And I know farmers and ranchers and just our producers, I think it's okay to push ourselves through stressful times when it's necessary and like just keep going, but know when it's time to get help. I think that's really important. And I think it's really important to stay ahead of the game too and get help before you absolutely need it. You don't necessarily have to have a mental health issue to get help and go talk to somebody. Get an idea of how they're feeling and what they're going through. Notice those kind of signals that maybe you're getting from your friends and your neighbors. Maybe give them a business card that maybe you find of different resources. I know there's a lot of resources that UNL offers. There's ruralwellness.unl.edu, even local mental health producers that you might have in your area. UNL also has a really cool program called AgriBuildy. I think it's a nationwide program as well, but UNL does a good job of promoting it. It is a program for disabled producers that might need extra help or a grant to get some things for their operations to make their everyday life a little bit easier. If you know somebody who is a producer that might have those struggles, let them know about AgriBuildy and all of the other resources that Nebraska offers or your community offers too. And there's a lot of resources out there that you don't even have to be in person. You just make a phone call and you talk to somebody on the phone and they can walk you through some different steps to take when you're in a time of struggle. I think it's best to know that as producers, you're doing the best that you can for you and your family and your operations. Just keep that in the back of your mind that we are doing the best that we can, and it's not always going to be easy every day.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.